It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, November 15th, 2022. In our marine weather forecast, we have east winds, 10 to 15 knots, gusting to 20 this morning. Wind waves from the northeast, 1 foot high at 4 seconds apart, and northwest swells, 5 feet high at 13 seconds apart. So we have those northeast wind waves and northwest swells. They're kind of going at 90 degrees to one another. So might see a little bit of confused seas activity out there. That's a term for when the forces out there are coming at angles to one another that cause conflict. And it manifests itself in turbulent waves that are going in all different directions out at sea sometimes. Today we're going to be talking about a really interesting and kind of groundbreaking appointment of a woman to a high position in the maritime industry. And so we'll talk about that in just a minute. But first, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 5 inbounders today, we have 7 outbounders, and we have 5 vessels anchored in the river near Astoria. In our first inbounder today, coming in very early in the river, was the CSL Spirit. She's a bulk carrier arriving from Mexico, headed for Rainier Canadian Shipping Lines. She's carrying gypsum that she picked up in Mexico from gypsum mines there. She passed Astoria probably around 4 a.m. and will be in Rainier at about 7:30 a.m. this morning. And she's going to be leaving tonight, according to the schedule, leaving around midnight, so really quick turnaround time, and heading back out to sea. And she'll pass Astoria again outbound around 3:30 tomorrow morning. So we'll see how that works out. Ships are not on schedules like buses and trains, and so they adjust their schedules to the whatever's going on. And so if she's not done unloading her cargo, she may wait a little longer. We'll have to see. Next inbound, the Texas, arriving from Long Beach, California, headed for Portland. She's a petroleum tanker, passed Astoria inbound early, also about 4 a.m., headed to Portland, and will be there at about 10 a.m. The W. Arcturus is arriving from China, headed for Astoria's anchorage. She'll be there at about 7:30 a.m. The ATB Commitment is arriving from Anacortes, headed for Portland. Petroleum is her cargo, and she will pass Astoria around 3:30 p.m. and be in Portland by about 9:30 p.m. And the Dora Bay is arriving from Mexico, headed for the Longview anchorage. She'll be picking up petcoke at Longview. She'll pass Astoria around 9:30 p.m. and be in Longview around 1 a.m. on Wednesday. And if you'd like to see the rest of today's ship schedule, you can find it on my website at shipreport.net, along with a podcast of this program and lots of other information. You can also find the ship schedule and the link to podcasts on the Ship Report Facebook page. Today, I'd like to talk with you about something that is kind of long overdue in the maritime industry, and it's really good to see it happening. It's a story about the promotion of a woman to a top maritime job, formerly only held by men in this case. In case you're not aware, there are many highly competent women working in the maritime industry, but there could be many more. Historically, it's not a work setting that has traditionally been very welcoming to women, so it's good to celebrate the evolution of the industry for the better in that way. Times change, and this is good change. So this month, something significant changed that will no doubt inspire young women who are thinking of a career in the maritime trades to perhaps think about it in a slightly more appealing light. This is from gcaptain.com, the online maritime news portal. The U.S. Maritime Administration has announced the appointment of retired U.S. Coast Guard 2-star Admiral Joanna Noonan as the next superintendent of the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy at Kings Point, New York. Noonan, who spent more than 3 decades in the U.S. Coast Guard, has commanded units at every level, both afloat and ashore. She'll begin work at the Academy in a few weeks. Here's a quote from U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. Rear Admiral Joanna Noonan is the right leader at the right time for the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy. Now, previously, Rear Admiral Noonan served as the Assistant Commandant for Human Resources. In that role, among her many responsibilities, she helped spearhead efforts to expand diversity and inclusion in the Coast Guard, including policy changes focused on increasing the retention of women in the service. She also served as a member of the Coast Guard's Sexual Assault Prevention, Response, and Recovery Committee. And that is from gcaptain.com. You can look up the story there. So Rear Admiral Noonan has been an advocate for women for many years and will no doubt be one in this new role as well. But for perspective on this and why it's a big deal, I'd like to talk with you about another amazing woman who many listeners may know. She lived and worked locally for many years before she retired and moved to Bellingham, Washington. And that is Captain Deborah Dempsey, a highly accomplished mariner who remains the only woman to ever serve as a Columbia River bar pilot, one of the most challenging jobs in the world, right here in Astoria. Captain Dempsey attended a maritime academy in order to become a professional mariner, but things were a little different then. In the 70s, she applied and was accepted into the Maine Maritime Academy. And to give a little background on this, there are 7 of these academies around the nation where people study to enter the maritime trades as officers. The United States Merchant Marine Academy at Kings Point, New York is one. The Maine Maritime Academy is another. The California State University Maritime Academy, the Great Lakes Maritime Academy in Michigan, Massachusetts Maritime Academy, SUNY Maritime College in New York, and Texas A&M Maritime Academy. So that's where to go if you want to essentially go to college to become a ship's officer. Now, Captain Dempsey lived in Maine as a young person, so she applied there. At the time, there was only one other woman enrolled in a maritime academy anywhere in the U.S. This was the 1970s. In 1976, she became the first woman to graduate from a maritime academy. She went on to have a career filled with firsts. The first American woman captain of a merchant vessel on an international voyage. That meant that she had an unlimited master's license. That was in 1989. The first female captain of a vessel in wartime. That was in 1990. And the first female Columbia River bar pilot in 1994. So a lot of stellar achievements there. And that doesn't really begin to tell the story of her incredible career and all she's done. But the path for her during those years was not easy. To name a few of the things that happened to her, while she was a student at the academy, she endured a lot of abuse from fellow students, male students, that was not addressed apparently by the administration or faculty then. Students threw food at her when she was eating in the dining hall, spat on her during the course of the day. Someone threw a rock through her dorm window when she was a senior about to graduate. But Dempsey was undeterred. She loved working on ships, so she persevered and became one of the most highly qualified mariners in the world. It seems crazy that she had to endure all that in order to enter a profession that she loved. I talked with Captain Dempsey many times over the years when she lived here in Astoria. One time she told me that in order to be considered qualified for any job she had to do twice as good a job as anyone else. And that sometimes when she'd board ships as the pilot, the captains would think she was the captain's wife, along for the ride, as sometimes happened with other pilots. Debbie would say with a smile, "No, sir, Captain, I'm your pilot." So congratulations to Rear Admiral Joanna Noonan. As she assumes command of Kings Point, I hope it means smoother sailing for female cadets who follow in her and Captain Deborah Dempsey's footsteps. You've been listening to The Ship Report, a show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.